the last port of call for the Laurentic in 1917 was Buncrana itself, and their last place to visit was the town and the Solly Hotel. So Buncrana has a particular link with the ship and with the tragedy that unfolded at the time.
There's always been a lot of emphasis on the Laurentic, not least because of the legend of the gold bars and the belief that there are still gold bars in the waters just north of Lough Swilly. The reality is what happened. The ship is it sailed out of Buncrana on that fateful last day and hit German mines just miles off the coast.
Yeah, that's what happened. The ship left that night. It was a bitterly cold night. It was minus 15 at the time. And if you can imagine blizzard conditions. Now, again, there was perhaps a mistake made in that the ship didn't wait for an escort, given there was rumours that day in particular that a German submarine had been spotted in the area. So at the time, they proceeded without their escort. And unfortunately, they had two German mines just off the coast of Fannet Head. And as you mentioned, the gold is something that probably gets a lot of attention, and it was something that got the attention of the students here in Crana College whenever they heard the story and, of course, the tragedy that surrounded it. The gold was something that they were very interested in as well, at the same time, as well as, of course, the personal stories.
As you say, the personal stories are being chronicled. Relatives of those who survived the Laurentic, and indeed those who died on the Laurentic, will be attending a series of events in Derry and in Inishowen over this coming weekend, and the Crana College team very much feeding into that process as well.
We are the only school involved in the commemorative events here, Donal, so we have a central role in everything that's going on, from interviewing to the family members, the relatives of the survivors and relatives of those who drowned, to actually participating in the commemorative lunch which taking place in the Guildhall by invitation of the Mayor of Derry. So students will be there, and they're actually recreating a photograph that was taken 100 years ago at the time, where the 121 survivors were taken to the Guildhall and were given a lunch. And there's a particularly poignant photo taken at that time of the survivors. So the plan is to recreate that with those invited on Friday. And then you have the ceremony taking place on Saturday. And we have the relatives coming into the school also, and they're going to be interviewed by the students as part of a digital history project that we've been compiling for the last number of months.
Presumably anyone growing up in Buncrana and Inishowen is going to be aware of the story of the Laurentic, but it must be interesting from the students' point of view to start diving and delving in deeper and start finding out the real meat on the bones of this story they've always been somewhat aware of.
Yeah, a lot of people had heard of the story of the Laurentic but did not really know what it meant or what it was. And when they undertook the research, I don't think they realised at the time even the depth that was there, but they got very involved and went so far as to contact secondary schools in other parts of Ireland and in Canada to try and connect with relatives, again, of those who were on the ship at the time, in terms of trying to gather the personal stories. And even things like they seen salvaged items from the ship and the condition that they were in, it really, I suppose, brought it home to them and made it more real, because they were able to physically touch a piece of history, something that had come from the seabed. So it was very interesting for them.